Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A question has come to me asking about the process of ghusl. What is this term ghusl in Islam? The definition of ghusl is basically showering or bathing. That's all it really is. However, we use the term ghusl in Islam to refer to a specific process after a particular activity or practice. And they are two main activities and practices. Number one, when a person has engaged in intercourse, if they're married, or a person has woken up, usually men have this, they've woken up with a wet dream, or after a menstrual cycle has ended for a woman, then you do a process called ghusl, which means showering or bathing, before you will be allowed to recommence praying salat. Ghusl has to have the right intention. So when a person is going to wash themselves in a bathing process or showering, they've got to have the intention of why they're doing it. Someone asked me, if it's just merely showering, but without the intention, does that suffice? According to the majority of scholars, no, it does not suffice, and it is safer to go with the intention. But the intention is really nothing. It's merely an intention in the heart, that you're going to wash yourself in order to become spiritually clean, in order to go back and pray your salat and so on, other acts of worship which otherwise you couldn't have done. So for the men and women, it's the same process or the same method with slightly differing views here and there, which I'm going to mention. First of all, it suffices to just let the, if you're under the shower, for example, a sprinkler, to let the water drop all over your body from head down to your toes, and that the water has to reach every part of your body, including the roots of your hair. Once that is done, then your ghusl is over. I know some teenagers, when I was a teacher, students ask me, what can I do when I am rushing to school and I've had a wet dream and then I can't have a shower? And then when it comes time to prayer, they kind of hide or they don't want to pray. And some of them even pray without having done their ghusl from this state, which is called another term called janaba. So we had to rush to answer that question and say, listen, it's very easy. All you have to do is just jump in the shower, let the sprinkler go all over your body, 1 minute job, and it's done. So it's that simple for both men and women. Otherwise, if a person has made a mistake and gone out to school or work and hasn't done their ghusl, then they have to make up their prayer, of course, in something called qada, but this cannot continue this way. And of course, Allah pardons people for their ignorance. Now I come to the sunnah way, the recommended way that the Prophet, peace be upon him, taught us to do the ghusl, which will give you more hasanat just for following the way of the Prophet, peace be upon him. Obviously, to us, ghusl is a form of worship because we do it for the acts of worship when we pray and so on. The way the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to do it, and I want you to imagine with me, in those days they used to have a bucket and a little utensil through which they took the water out and spilt on themselves. So the way the Prophet, peace be upon him, used to do it, according to the authentic hadiths of course, is that he would crouch in his place and then he would spill water, and the first thing that the sunnah says is to wash with your left hand the private areas, the private parts. After you've washed the private parts with your left hand, then to make wudu, say Bismillah and make wudu. Now some people might be asking, hold on, can I say Bismillah when I'm naked? Can I say Bismillah if I'm in the toilet or bathroom? I say to you, yes, you can say Bismillah, but it is better to say Bismillah before you take your clothes off or before you enter, and that would suffice inshallah. And if you don't feel comfortable saying, you don't have to say Bismillah. The point is, make wudu per normal. The Prophet, peace be upon him, is to make wudu and leave his feet to the end. Why? Because of where he is standing and where the water ends up spilling, because there will be dirty water around his feet and he would leave it to the end. But for us, just under the shower, the sunnah is to make wudu fully and then wash your head along with your hair to the roots of your scalp three times. Now, if you've got hair which you've tied up, especially with women, because generally we know that women have long hair and sometimes very hard for them and they don't want to untie it. They probably have braids, for example. Then the scholars are agreed that There's no evidence to say that she has to unbraid her hair or untie her hair. So long as the water gets covers her main scalp and covers the majority of her scalp after janaba, which is after intercourse, then that is okay. And some scholars said if it's after the menstrual cycle, she should try her best to get the water into the roots and the scalp. But there is no real evidence to say that specifically. So both men and women to try and get the water into the scalp, let their hair be soaked and the water get to the majority of the scalp, and that inshallah will suffice. After that, to wash the right side of your body 3 times and then the left side of your body 3 times and leave your feet to the end. Now, as I said, the reason the feet were left to the end was because in the olden times they would be sitting or standing, crouching in one place. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, left his feet to the end in order to wash off all the residual and the water that had spilt down. But for us, I think you understand, for those of you who have showers and sprinklers, just having the water drop on you is enough. Now, last question, do you have to make wudu in ghusl, or does ghusl suffice and cover your wudu as well? Is it a package or all together, or do you have to do them separate? The correct view, brothers and sisters, is, and the safest one, is to also make wudu. So make the intention for ghusl in your heart and then the intention for wudu while you're in the shower, and inshallah you can pray straight after it. I hope that answers your question. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.